expected to see much precipitation.
The official forecast for the Midwest continues to suggest that we will see rain occur fairly often across portions of the Corn Belt over this first week at the Outlook. Two, if not three, waves of rain will likely move across the heart of the Midwest between now and Wednesday of next week, and this will produce additional significant rainfall for areas that are already waterlogged, like Iowa, eastern Nebraska, and we'll probably see some expansion of that into Minnesota and maybe some areas in Wisconsin over this next several day period. And the rain totals that are advertised will run 1 to 2 inches in much of this region, with some local totals of 3 inches or more. Overnight last night, we saw some additional rain occur across the heart of Iowa, with some amounts running from about a half inch to an inch and a half, and some locally greater totals in some locations. And that was on top of the rain that occurred in the previous couple of nights. So we are still already in a situation where there's a lot of moisture out there, and drier weather certainly needed. The outlook, though, for the Midwest later next week and on into the second week of the two-week outlook is promoting better drying conditions, especially in the southern and eastern parts of the Midwest. I think the upper parts of the Midwest will be subjected to another frontal system at some point next week, and that will likely result in some additional shower and thunderstorm activity across Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, Nebraska, eastern South Dakota, and maybe portions of Michigan. And this will likely take place, like I said, a little bit later in the week next week. So at the moment, it doesn't look like we're going to see a prolonged period of dryness across those northern areas, and concern about the maturation rates and the overall condition of crops may continue there. But the lower parts of the Midwest probably lost a little bit of rainfall in the forecast model data today. And it still looks like some showers and thunderstorms occur in the southern areas, but we're not going to see it fester into any prolonged period of wet weather. And so there will be an opportunity for crops to mature and eventually be harvested under favorable conditions. The rain event that's going to occur today is going to be focused primarily on the region from Iowa and parts of Minnesota and Nebraska into Kansas and Missouri overnight tonight, and we'll see the precipitation then march eastward tomorrow across the central and eastern parts of the Midwest. Rain totals will probably run a quarter to three quarters of an inch with this first event, and for the most part, the precipitation will be a continuation of a concern for those wetter areas in Nebraska and Iowa. But outside of that, I think there'll be some benefit to the Kansas and Missouri part of the rainfall because those areas have been quite dry and very warm in the past week to 10 days or so. In the upper parts of the Midwest, Minnesota will get hit twice with rain. The first will occur today, and the second will occur on Saturday into Sunday. And that second round of precipitation in the western Corn Belt that impacts Minnesota will eventually work its way through a larger part of the Midwest as well. So Monday and Tuesday of next week, we'll see more showers and thunderstorms from parts of Iowa and Missouri into portions of Michigan and Ohio. So plenty of moisture around over this next 5 to 6 days. The temperature bias will stay warm. That's good news. We are expecting no risk of any kind of frosty temperatures anywhere close to U.S. crop country over the next 10 days. The high temperatures this weekend and next week will probably run mostly in the 80s across the Midwest, with some 70s periodically across the north, especially associated with the greater amounts of rainfall that may occur. And looking a little bit further to the south, across the southern United States, plenty of warmth will occur from the southern U.S. plains through the Delta and into the southeastern states, and there'll be some scattering of showers for both the lower Mississippi River Basin and the southeastern states that may disrupt a little bit of the harvest there, but the moisture will still be good for late season crops. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.